Oh, look. Who's that? It's Comedy Mouse.
I think he's trying to tell us something.
What's he saying?
Listen to Burst.
Eu abro a porta e puxo a cadeira do jantar. A luz de velas pra ela se apaixonar. Eu mando flores, chocolates e cartão. O meu problema sempre foi ter grande coração. Ligo no outro dia no estilo Dom Juan. Dormiu bem, meu amor, é domingo de manhã. Vamos pegar uma praia, de saudade do seu beijo. Trato todas iguais, esse é meu defeito. Tô namorando todo mundo, 99% anjo perfeito. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo, safado e elas gostam. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo, safado e elas gostam.
Só 1%.
E 1% mais safado do Brasil.
Chega pra cá, safadão, Max e Belude.
Eu abro a porta e puxo a cadeira do jantar. A luz de velas pra ela se apaixonar. Chocolates e cartão. O meu problema sempre foi ter grande coração. Eu ligo no outro dia no estilo Dom Juan. Do meu bem, meu amor, é domingo de manhã. Vamos pegar uma praia, deu saudade do seu beijo. Trato todas iguais, esse é meu defeito. Tô namorando todo mundo, 99% anjo perfeito. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo. Aquele 1% é vagabundo, safado e elas gostam. Safadeza de vocês, vai.
Tô namorando todo mundo, 99% anjo perfeito. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo, safadão e elas gostam.
Eu tô namorando todo mundo, 99% anjo perfeito. Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo.
Mas aquele 1% é vagabundo, safadão e elas gostam.
Só 1%.
Guys, welcome to Brazilian Trash Hour episode 2. My name is Liana, your Brazilian correspondent for Burst, and today we have some awesome songs to you. If you like the first episode, then you like this one even more. Well, the first song that you listen to is called Aquele 1%, that translated means That 1%, and it's sang by two guys called Marcos and Bellucci, and featuring a special participant called Wesley Safadão, and he's making a huge success in Brazil nowadays. He is receiving like one of the highest salaries for singers in Brazil, actually, nowadays. So now you must be asking yourself, okay, I don't understand Portuguese. Please, Liana, translate it for me. I want to understand what they're singing. Well, I would say that you're not losing anything because the lyrics are not deep. But okay, let's go. They'll start the song like this. I open the door and I pull the chair for dinner under candlelight for her to fall in love with me. I sent her flowers, chocolates, and cards, but my problem was always have a big heart. I called her the other day in a style Don Juan. I said to her, did you sleep well, honey? It's Sunday morning. Let's take a beach, missing your kiss. But the problem is I treat everyone the same. That's my issue. I'm dating everyone, 99% angel, perfect, but that 1% is notchy. That 1% is notchy, and they like it. Well, I must say that it's not very well pleasant. This is not how men should behave, in my opinion. But unfortunately, that's what people like to hear in Brazil. Well, this couple of guys named Marcos and Bellucci, they sing this rhythm of song called Sertanejo. And Wesley Safadão, which his name can be translated to Wesley Naughty Boy. They are that thing that is really making success nowadays in Brazil. Wesley Safadão, he's 27 years old. He's a major producer in there now, a music producer. They are also fashion icons, and they dictate behaviors of young people, which I might say that's not nice, because they can be pretty sexist. But yeah, that's it. So let's move on to our next trashy song. We can consider it as a kind of emo rock. But they are not emo, because the emos, they don't exist anymore. And I must say that I'm sad, because I used to be an emo when I was 13. But the band that we're going to listen to is called Cine, like cinema, Cine. And they are not emo, but they are kind of happy emos. They use that style of hair, that style of clothes, and that style of music. But they are colorful, they are happy, they like to transmit their love to everyone. But their song is pretty much that style of emo songs. The song that we're going to listen to, it's named Garota Radical. But in translating, you can translate to Radical Girl. And let's talk about it later, after you listen to it. Enjoy! She's amazing because she's simple. On Thursdays she goes shopping, on Sunday she stays with her parents. I try to understand, why do I still care about you? She just said no to me. For me, it's a pattern now. And she does it because she wants it. I see you on mine. You're going to be only mine. I talk it seriously. Seriously. You be mine, you be mine. And I bet a kiss that you want me. Whoa, oh, whoa, whoa. I complete you, baby. Come, because it's certain, baby. Yeah, that's what you just listened to, Garota Radical by Cine. As you can see, their rhythm of music, it's very popular between teen public. And they are a band that was created in São Paulo by a group of friends. They used to make like cover songs from American songs, but then they started to make their own lyrics. And the result you just saw. This song was released in 2009. And one interesting fact about them is that they opened, there in Brazil, they opened the shows of Jonas Brothers and McFly. Oh my God, I love McFly. And another interesting thing to say about them is that this song that you just listened to is part of their album called Flashback. The concept of this album, Flashback, is that they were willing to bring back the 80s. And in their words, this modern rock with effects and beats electronical. But now you can judge. Is that song that you just listened to celebrate the 80s? What do you think? Well, that's what they think. But moving on, the next song we're going to listen to, it's very popular in street parties that we have in Brazil, especially in February when it's time for Carnival. A lot of people know Carnival for that colorful and samba music with cheerful people, naked women and everything. The next song we're going to listen to is very popular. It's a rhythm called Axé, and we dance it a lot, especially in Carnival. The name of the song is Bomba, that means bomb, by the Braga Boys. Enjoy.
Sensual. O movimento sensual.
Sensual.
O movimento é bem sexy.
Sexy.
O movimento é bem sexy.
Sexy.
Já tá chegando o Braga Boys, começa a dançar que é uma
bomba.
Para dançar isso aqui é
bomba.
Pra balançar isso aqui é
bomba.
Para mexer isso aqui é
bomba.
E a mulherada se joga assim, assim. Assim, assim todo mundo, uma mão vai na cabeça, uma mão vai na cabeça. O movimento é sexy, o movimento é sexy. Bota a mão nessa cintura, bota a mão nessa cintura. O movimento é sexy, o movimento é sexy. E agora vamos começar, devagarinho até embaixo, embaixo, embaixo. Devagarinho até em cima, em cima, em cima. Devagarinho até embaixo, embaixo, embaixo. Devagarinho até em cima, em cima, em cima.
Sensual.
O movimento é sensual.
Sensual.
O movimento é bem sexy.
Sexy.
O movimento é bem sexy. Já tá chegando o Braga Boys, começa a dançar que é uma
bomba.
Para dançar isso aqui é
bomba.
Pra balançar isso aqui é
bomba.
E a mulherada se joga
bomba.
E os mamandos dançando é
bomba.
Tudo que a rádio já toca é
bomba.
E na boate já rola
bomba.
Toda a galera já dança
bomba.
Por isso pega na cintura e acaba, acaba. E acaba, acaba, acaba logo. E acaba. E acaba, 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 acaba logo. E acaba, e acaba, e acaba, acaba, acaba logo. E acaba, 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 acaba logo.
You just listened to Bomba by Braga Boys. This song is from 2000 and it's an adaptation of a song by, of the same name by the Bolivian band called Azul Azul. And it's... It's a trio that sing this song, formed by those guys, Mano Moreno, Glauber Rizzo, and Captain America. I know, it's ridiculous. Well, one interesting thing about this song is that they have a specific dance, and lots of people know how to dance, including me. And I'm going to say that it's especially nice to dance this song in the swimming pool. I'll tell you why. Because you pretend that your hand is a bomb, and then you pull your hand into the water and make that splash. It's great to dance bomba in the swimming pool. You just annoy people splashing water on them. I made this a lot of times. Well, the Braga Boys, they made a lot of success in the 2000s, but nowadays they changed the manager, and the original members of the group, they went out to move to another band or solo careers. And nowadays the Braga Boys don't make as much success as then, but you can dance it. It's still a very good song to dance. And the translation for it is something like, it's a movement, very sexy. And the Braga Boys are coming because it's going to start a dance that it's a bomb. To dance this, it's bomb. To swing this, it's bomb. To move this, is bomb. And the women throw themselves like this, everybody, with a with a hand in their heads. A hand in their heads, the movement, it's sexy. Put your hand on your hips, the movement, it's sexy. And now we're going to start. Slow, get down, get up, and yeah, whatever. You got an idea of how is this song work. This song was made for people to dance, but the next one, it's for broken hearts. So if you're suffering from love, if you're suffering because you lost the greatest love of your life, you need to listen to the next song called Garçon by Reginaldo Rossi. Let's listen to it and then I'll explain to you. Enjoy, and I personally dedicate this song for the brokenhearted.
Best Radio.
Garçom, aqui nessa mesa de bar, você já cansou de escutar centenas de casos de amor. Garçom, no bar, todo mundo é igual. Meu caso é mais um, é banal. Mas preste atenção, por favor.
Olha o coro, hein?
Saiba que o meu grande amor hoje vai se casar. Mandou uma carta pra me avisar. Deixou em pedaços meu coração. E pra matar a tristeza, só mesa de bar. Quero tomar todas, vou me embriagar. Se eu pegar no sono, me deite no chão. Garçom, eu sei, eu tô enchendo o saco, mas todo bebum fica chato. Valente, e tem toda a razão. Garçom, mas eu só quero chorar. Eu vou minha conta pagar. Por isso eu lhe peço atenção.
Todo mundo sabe o refrão. Vamos nós!
Mandou uma carta pra me avisar. Deixou em pedaços o meu coração. E pra matar a tristeza, só mesa de bar. Quero tomar todas, vou me embriagar. Se eu pegar no sono, me deite no chão, me deite no chão.
And that was Garçon by Reginaldo Rossi. Mr. Waiter, here in this bar table, you've been, must be tired of listening to hundreds of love stories. Waiter, in the bar, everyone is equal. My case is just one more. It's ordinary. But please pay attention. You must know that the love of my life today is going to get married. She sent me a letter to warn me. She left my heart in pieces. And to kill the sadness, just table of a bar. I want to drink all of them. I'm going to get drunk. And if I get sleepy, please lie me on the floor. This song, Garçon, is from 1987 from this guy called Reginaldo Rossi, and he's considered the king of brega. Brega is a rhythm that, if you translate, it means like cheesy. It's literally cheesy songs, like the one that you just listened to. He's well known for making anthems for people in love. He was pretty recognized in Brazil for a long time. He won like 14 discs, golden discs, 2 platinum discs, and a double disc of diamonds. And this song in particular was recorded as covers lots of times for other famous artists. And according to him, he was influenced by Elvis and the Beatles. But unfortunately, in 2013, this genius of brega died of cancer. Of lung cancer, because he used to smoke a lot. And to kill the sadness, to grieve for his death, just a bar table, you know? Let's get drunk in his behalf. I'm sorry. Okay, let's turn the mood here up and burst again. The next song we're going to listen to, it's from a very beautiful singer. Her name is Kelly Key. Her name actually is Kelly whatever, but her artistic name is Kelly Key because she said this surname would be the key for her success. That's true. And actually it worked because she's very successful in Brazil. Let's listen to the first single of her career, and that nowadays is still one of the most famous songs from her. It's called Baba Baby. Let's listen to it and then I'll give you some explanation. I hope you enjoy.
Bem feito pra você, é agora. You're listening to Burst.
I think Kaliki didn't mention enough the name of this song, but if you didn't get it, the name of the song is Baba Baby. Well, we can translate this song that was released in 2002, that Baba Baby means drool baby. I'll explain why. Kaliki, at the time she recorded this song, she was 18, and she wrote these lyrics based on a real story where she had a teacher in high school that she liked, but the teacher thought she was too young for him and he didn't care for her. He didn't open for a relationship. And now in this song, she says that now that she's grown up, he wants her. Now drool baby, because you're not going to get me. But if we think about it, I think the teacher was right. He didn't want to be a pedophile. I think Kelly Key is overreacting in this song. But yeah, whatever. So we can translate this song like, you didn't believe me, you didn't even look at me. You said that I was too young for you, but now you want to date me. You didn't believe in me, you didn't even notice me. You said I was too young for you and now you want to date me. I won't believe in this fake love that just want to trick me and deceive me. This is a lie. So you can't say that I'm mean, I'm let you just look at me, but just look, drool baby, look what you lost, the kid is grown up, yeah, that's good for you, now I won't let you come to me, this is for you to learn never again to ignore me, drool baby, yeah, that's it, that's Kelly Key. Well, Kelly Key, her style of music and presenting herself is very inspired by Britney Spears. She's very beautiful girl. She's sexy. She presents herself in like provoking moves in her video clips and all that thing that we are very used to in pop singers. Until today, she makes huge success and all her songs are characterized by being kind of, you know, pop with no content, but people like it for some reason. And nowadays, she's very well known also for going to the gym a lot. So she has this bodybuilder kind of style. And she became like a fitness muse on Instagram. And she makes like projects to help people to get fitness like her. And she named her most recent project as Project Baba Baby for people to get like super beautiful like her and make all the guys drool for them. Whatever. Yeah, but she's a nice girl, she's a nice girl. But okay, moving on, the next song we're going to listen to, it's from the 2000s and it's called Papo de Jacaré. In translated, it means talks from an alligator. And it's played by P.O. Box. Well, one thing that I have to say about this song is it's funny, it's related to English language, and it's a one-hit wonder. So enjoy it.
Eu quero ver vocês. Canta aí.
Tô viajando na onda dessa menina que dá aulas de inglês, toma vinho português e vive rindo da minha ignorância. Mas a minha tolerância vai fundir a sua culpa. Vou te bater numa real. Bater um papo no café, vai. Vai ver se fala. Latino-americano, sei quem é fulano, mas não sei quem é ciclano. E o seu inglês fica pegando no meu pé. Vai, vou te bater uma real. Vou dizer que solta. Bater um papo no café. Papo de jacaré, vai ver se fala, por favor. A minha língua, que já tem até uma língua por causa do seu inglês.
Diz aí. Vinho português e vivi
confundir a sua cuca. Ou te bater uma real, uma execução. Tá? Bater um papo no café, é papo de jacaré. Vai ver se fala, por favor. A minha língua quiser, tem até uma língua por causa do seu inglês.
E aí?
É. Eu não sei falar, também não sei entender. Sou, 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 sou suburbano, sou latino-americano. Sei quem é fulano, mas não sei quem é chicano. E o seu inglês fica pegando no meu pé. Vai! Vou te bater uma real. Bater um papo no café. Mas vê se fala, por favor. Que já tem até uma língua por causa do seu inglês. Diz que vai me ensinar. 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 E o que que essa garota tá querendo me dizer? Isso é francês e não inglês.
Como é que é esse negócio?
O que que essa garota tá querendo me dizer?
I love
you pra sussu, merci beaucoup. Meu sussu, isso é francês e não inglês.
Não, 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 eu quero mais não.
Oh boy, querido.
Não, sai pra lá, eu desisto. Doido, né?
What? I'm crazy!
Diz aí!
I'm traveling in the wave of this girl. She gives English lessons. She drinks Portuguese wine. She keeps laughing of my ignorance, but my tolerance will burn your head. I'll say something real for you. I'll say that I'm the one. I'll talk to you in a cafe. It's an alligator talk. But please, talk my language, because I'm getting crazy on your English. I can't talk. I can't understand. I'm suburban. I'm Latin American. I know who this guy is, but I don't know who that guy is. And your English keeps driving me crazy. She says that she's going to teach me and then say how it is. Yeah, the... Basically, Papo de Jacaré Alligator Talk talks about this. It's a girl that gives English classes, and this guy is interested in her, but he can't understand anything that she says. And then there is this amazing part in the song where he says, like, what is this girl trying to say to me? Then she says, I love you, pra chuchu, merci beaucoup. And then he says to her, cucumber, this is French, it's not English. Yeah, that's the quality of... Okay. P.O. Box is a one-hit wonder, as I said. They were like a trio of guys that literally the only famous song that they accomplished was this one. And I have to say that was a fantastic success in Brazil. The lead vocalist of this band, José Carlos dos Santos, in the time where this song was like on the top, he won like 12,000 a month. He said in one interview in Brazil that... his house, his car, and practically all the material things that he have was thanks to this song. So I think it was nice to him. It turns out right for him. But yeah, I have to say that one of the reasons why they became just a one-hit wonder also is because the manager that was ruling them, they said that they had to make like music with a lot of swearing, a lot of provocative lyrics, and they chose not to do it because they were like... virtuous guys, they wanted to be with their families, not to spend too much time in show business, and they chose to have a simple life, and that's why they ended the band. I think it was very noble of them. And they made a song, yeah, that we can dance until nowadays, so... Okay, moving on. The next song we're going to listen to is called Dança do Vampiro by Asa de Águia, that we can translate to The Vampire Dance by Eagle Wings. Do you remember that last episode of my show we listened to this song about pirates by Chaka Boone? Yeah, this song is kind of that line, but now it's not about pirates, it's about vampires. So I hope you enjoy. This song is also very famous when it's carnival times. People like to dance it a lot on the streets and to play with each other like as a vampire or whatever. Let's listen to it.
Por isso mexe a bundinha, bem devagarinho, vai descendo, vai subindo. Por isso mexe a bundinha, bem devagarinho, vai descendo, vai subindo. Gatinha põe o dedo no pescoço do rapaz, na dança do vampiro você satisfaz. Gatinha põe o dedo no pescoço do rapaz, na dança do vampiro você satisfaz. Levante a mão, entre no clima, batendo palma. Para a casa do axé, levante a mão, entre no clima, batendo palma, só pra ver como é que é. Por isso mexe a bundinha, bem devagarinho, vai descendo, vai, vai subindo. Por isso mexe a bundinha, mexe, bem devagarinho, vai descendo, vai, vai subindo. Gatinha põe o dedo no pescoço do rapaz, na dança do vampiro, você satisfaz. Gatinha põe o dedo no pescoço do rapaz, na dança do vampiro, você satisfaz. Levante a mão, entre no clima, batendo palma. Vai levar no axé, levante a mão, entre no clima, batendo palma, só pra ver como é que é.
Just listen to Dança do Vampiro by Asa de Águia. That can be translated like this. You are the love that I always wanted for me. Come to me, sexy thing that woke me up. Doing like this. Moving it very slow. Go down, go up. Cute girl, put your teeth on that lad's neck. On the dance of the vampire, you get satisfied. Raise your hand, get on the mood, clapping your hands and dancing to our rhythm. Oh, what a terror. Whoa, in a dance of the vampire. That's it. Asa de Águia is a very popular band in Brazil. Along their career, that is since 1987, they sold more than 5 million discs. But nowadays, they're on kind of a break, but they are coming back because people would miss them like crazy. They already presented themselves outside of Brazil in places like New York, Montreux, and Switzerland. Imagine that. Tokyo, Barcelona, Milan, and England in 2011. I hope some of you that listened to it, maybe you went to their show, I don't know. But they consider themselves as Brazil's face, is what represents us outside their song. I don't know if they represent me, but yeah, that's basically what people like to dance in there. So I would consider, they consider whatever. Well, the next song we're going to listen to is from 2004, and it's from this rhythm called funk. But it's not the funk from America. It's a very different kind of funk. In Brazil, we call this a different rhythm that it's very well recognized for swearing words, for kind of not appropriate for kids lyrics, but people like to dance it very much in parties, and they like to relate to people in that way. This song is called Atoladinha. That means when you're trapped in the sand. Like, you know when you're driving a car and gets trapped on the sand? Yeah, that's the name of the song. And it's sang by Tati Quebra Barraco and Bola de Fogo, which means fireball. Let's listen to it.
Alô?
Ué, Foguenta.
Quem tá falando?
Sou eu, Bola de Fogo. E aí, tá de bobeira hoje?
Tô.
Vamos dar um rolê na praia, mó solzão, praia da Barra.
Já é.
Então vou aí te buscar, valeu?
Valeu.
Então, fui!
DJ Thiago, fazendo a festa.
De fogo e o calor tá de matar. Vai ser na praia da Barra que uma moda eu vou lançar.
Vai me enterrar na areia?
Não, não, vou atolar.
Vai me enterrar na areia?
Não, não, vou atolar.
Tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha.
Calma, calma, foguentinha.
Tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha.
Calma, calma, foguentinha. Calma, calma, foguetinha. Calma, calma, foguetinha.
Tiririm, tiririm, tiririm. Alguém ligou pra mim. Tiririm, tiririm, tiririm. Alguém ligou pra mim. Quem é?
Sou eu, Bola de Fogo. E o calor tá de matar. Vai ser na praia da Barra que uma moda eu vou lançar.
Tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha.
Calma, calma, foguetinha.
Tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha, tô ficando atoladinha.
Calma, calma, foguetinha. Calma, calma, foguetinha.
That was Atoladinha by Bola de Fogo, or Fireball, and Tati Quebra Barraco. Their song can be translated like this. There's a phone ringing, right? And Tati Quebra Barraco answers this like saying, hello.
Who is this?
Who's talking to me? It's me, Fireball. What are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing nothing. So, do you want to hang around in the beach? Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm going to pick you up. And then she sings, pirin, 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 someone called me. Who is it?
It's me, Fireball.
And the hint is killing me. It's going to be on the beach that I'm going to send a fashion trend. And Tati Quebra-Barco says, "You're going to bury me in the sand." "No, no, I'm going to get just stuck in there." And then she said, "I'm getting stuck in the sand. I'm getting stuck in the sand." And then he says, "Calm down." Yeah. The lyrics for this funk in particular is pretty light, light lyrics, because they can be very heavy, but they like to dance to it anyway. Tati Quebra-Barraco, that is the girl that sings with the amazing voice. She's actually from Rio de Janeiro. She's from that favela from that famous movie called City of God. She's from there. And she says that she inspires herself in Britney Spears to do that, her lyrics and presentation. She's very well known for swearing so much and doing those lyrics that are not very nice. She has made more than 20 plastic surgeries, and she already presented herself in the United States and in Germany too. Another thing interesting about her is that she has candidated to be like deputy of Rio de Janeiro, something like that. But she didn't win, poor girl. Well, moving on. The next song we're going to listen to is called Dançando Calypso by the band called Calypso. This song is great. I love it. I love to dance it. I know it's trashy, but I love it. It's from this couple called Joelma and Chimbinha. They are married for 18 years. They have 2 kids. They're great. And they made this band called Calypso. They are active for 15 years now. And their songs are very happy, very dance moving. They are from the north of the country, from Amazon, kind of near there. And they are very popular in Brazil. Let's listen to Dançando Calypso by Calypso.
Chega pra cá, vem, que eu vou te ensinar a dançar.
love that I'm going to teach you our dance from the state of Pará, Brazil. It's calypso that came to stay and the swing that you're going to enter as well. Move your feet, go loosen your body, and then hug me with love, and we can do everything again. Just sit back, relax, to swing in the salon. This dance is going to move your heart. Don't stop, come here, give me your hand. I want you to feel all this emotion. Crooked Horse, I'm going to listen, I'm going to teach you. And that and a lot more, you're only going to find in Pará. Well, that's what they say. Dançando Calypso by Banda Calypso. They have already made, in 15 years of career, 27 discs, 15 million sold. They got nominated for Grammys. They've been part of a lot of soundtracks of movies and telenovelas in Brazil. But I have a sad news to tell you guys. I said before that they are a couple that is married for 18 years, but last year they broke up, sadly, because Chimbinha was betraying Joelma. There was a huge scandal in Brazil, like all the gossip websites and TV shows were talking about it. They broke up and the band is over as well because they're not together anymore. But each one of them is going to move their ways and make another band. But this is very sad. It is. But okay, moving on. Our Brazilian Trash Hour is coming to an end, sadly. But I decided that from now on, in each program, I'm going to leave you for the last song, a good song. Because otherwise, you're going to think that in Brazil, we just listen to trash. And it's not true. Like, most of Venom's trash. But I'm going to leave you a good song so you can reflect on your life and everything. And our country is very good. So the good song for the day is called Lágrimas de Chuva. That means tears of rain. And it's by a band that I like very much, that is called Kid de Abelha. This band was active since 1984, but they ended last year as well. I don't know what's happening to those bands in Brazil, they're all ending. this song is particularly very nice, and the lyrics are kind of like this. I lose my sleep and I cry, I know that I'm almost in despair, but I don't know why. The night is so long and I'm capable of certain things that I didn't want to do. Is it true that something in this world makes sense? Life is always a risk and I'm afraid of the danger. Tears and rain wet the glass in my window, but no one sees me. The world is so unfair and I care too much about my problems that I want to forget. And that goes on, it's very reflective. Well, I like this song, okay? Let's play it. And thank you for listening to Brazilian Trash Hour. I'm Liana, your Brazilian correspondent for Burst. I'll see you next time and I hope you enjoy. Bye!
Mas que eu